Our reading for Tuesday, August 26th, begins in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you, sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away, anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So far in the book of Colossians, Paul has talked to them about Christ being preeminent, and his role as a servant of Christ and a servant for the church. He has talked to them about walking in Christ, being steadfast, being grounded and rooted, not letting people judge them or disqualify them because of any human traditions or philosophies, any lies that might be in opposition to the truth. So when he gets to chapter 3, and he says, if you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above. He's just building on that same foundation and moving forward in the logic of the book. And, of course, this was a letter at the time. But he says, you need to set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. You need to have the right frame of mind. And I would even add to that and say that you need to put things in their proper place. You need to prioritize the things that are above rather than prioritizing the things that are below. And it's so easy for the things that we have to deal with in this life to dominate our thinking. Especially this year has had so much going on with pandemics and protests and riots and upcoming presidential election. And people are dealing with difficulties in their financial situations because of all of this. And it just seems like it's one thing after another, and that can get to the point that that's all you think about. You don't think about Christ anymore. You're not setting your minds on the things that are above. So I think this has to be a conscious effort each and every day that goes by for us to seek the things that are above. It has to be something that we wake up in the morning and we decide, okay, I need to seek the things that are above. This is what I'm going to focus on for today. Yes, I've still got to go to the grocery store. I've still got to get the car fixed. I've still got to go to work. You know, whatever you've got to do today. But I need to decide that my focus is going to be elsewhere. It's going to be on Christ. It's going to be on spiritual matters. He goes back to this idea of, you know, being dead to the world and being alive in Christ in verse 3. And in verse 4 he says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. We've got a hope that is ahead. We don't need to take our eyes off of it. We don't need to be distracted. Put your mind where it needs to be. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12. We need to live according to the Spirit. We need to line up our thinking with what Paul described in Philippians 4 and verse 8. Whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about those things. Stop thinking about the things you can't control Stop thinking about the things that you have no influence over even, and think about the things that truly matter. And really what Paul starts doing in verse 5 is stop engaging and stop even thinking about, okay, those things that are earthly in you. Sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. And on account of these things, the wrath of God is coming. That wrath of God that you are obedient to Christ in order to avoid. Do you want to go back to being under the condemnation of sin again simply because you wouldn't change the way you think? And I know that is easier said than done, but it's a process we have to work on and put some effort into. The problem is, when we start focusing on the things of this earth, and especially these sensual things, like he's mentioning, those earthly things, that they start dominating our life, and they become idols in our life. We stop giving our allegiance to God, and we start giving our allegiance to things and feelings and sensualities. He says, you once walked in these things when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away. And then he goes on, anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk. Now it's not just things, but it's also emotions that can be sinful. And then talking, obscene talk. Don't lie to each other. Seeing that you've put off the old self with its practices. If you've truly died to those sensual things and those earthly things, and you've become alive in Christ, then they don't have any place in your life anymore. Verse 10, you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. That's where you are. So set your minds on those things that are above. That idea of renewal is that you need to strengthen your spiritual side so that you can put your mind where it needs to be and you can live the way that you need to live. Verse 11, it applies to all of us. There's, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're Greek or Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised. We're all in Christ. Christ is all and in all. Verse 12, put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, bearing with one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in peace, perfect harmony. So he says, not only should you stop thinking about all those sensual things and stop engaging in those sinful activities, but you need to replace them with something. So put on the compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, all these different things that he says, you see these in Christ, and this is where your mind needs to be. This is the way you need to be thinking now and the way you need to be acting now. Verse 15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts to which you were called in one body, and be thankful. Be thankful for what you have received in Christ so that you can truly live according to these spiritual things. When we truly do change the way we think and we seek the things that are above, we focus on spiritual matters in our minds, then the peace of God truly does rule in our hearts. Remember, out of the heart springs the issues of life. Whatever we put into it is what's going to come out. And if we put those good spiritual things in, then yes, those good spiritual things come back out. And so if we set our minds on the things that are above, a mind that is spiritual, then we truly do enjoy the peace of God, because that is what we are going to be experiencing, and that is the nature of the fellowship with God the Father. And of course, we need to always be thankful. We need to have that attitude of thanksgiving in prayer and just in general. Verse 16, we're very familiar with, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts. And we likely always think of singing when we talk about Colossians 3:16, but don't forget the way he starts it, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Part of the reason we're engaging in these daily Bible readings is to let the word of Christ dwell in us, to understand it, to ingest it so that it is stored up within our hearts. And so, yes, Singing is one of the ways that we communicate those spiritual truths, as well as praise God and worship Him. But it's also this Word of Christ dwelling in us that we need to focus on, and teaching and admonishing one another, and experiencing the wisdom of God that is revealed through these scriptures that He has given to us. And when we truly understand those things, then yes, we will have thankfulness in our hearts to God. Finally, verse 17, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. That is, according to our head, according to His authority. All authority has been given to Jesus in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28:18. We need to be very clear about that as well, that we need to follow the authority of Christ, not the authority of men. We've recently talked about that as well, as to not fall prey to the vain traditions, philosophies, and teachings of men, but simply to follow the authority of Christ. That's very important. If He's truly our head, then we give Him our allegiance and we submit to His authority. Thank you for listening today. We will pick up there at the end of chapter 3 tomorrow. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.